The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
PM Scott Morrison is going to Glasgow and he wants to take a shiny new net zero emissions policy with him. Joining me now to discuss this and what should be a massive week in politics is the West Australian's federal politics editor, Lani Scar. Good morning, Lani.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. You know, here in Parliament House, which is the epicenter of net zero emissions blowing up at the moment, but it's, you know, it's good.
Okay, well, now let's talk net zero. We spoke about this last week, you and I, and we were in a bit of a holding pattern to see what the Nationals and Barnaby Joyce were going to say on the net zero emissions target. So what happened yesterday?
So the Nationals had their long-awaited party room yesterday afternoon. They decided to give in-principle support to net zero emissions by 2050. Somewhat reluctantly for many of them, including the leader of the Nationals himself, Barnaby Joyce, who, did say he... is going to get behind it when he was on radio this morning, but he's not really happy about it. So we're still yet to see this morning the details of what the Prime Minister has agreed to from the big long list asks that the Nationals put to him in order to secure their support. But it's kind of a strange feeling at the moment. The Nationals right now are in their party room meeting again this morning. They obviously gave their commitment and decision yesterday afternoon, but they're meeting again this morning. So, look, I think it's a good outcome. It's what we wrote last week, that the Prime Minister was going to go to Glasgow with a net zero by 2050 commitment, but he wanted to avoid the tricky political optics of having the Nationals not agree to it. It wouldn't have been good going on the world stage with the Prime Minister's junior coalition partner not signing up to net zero emissions by 2050, and that would have been, I guess, some awkward explaining to Boris Johnson and Joe Biden about, is his government actually behind net zero emissions by 2050?
Well, I think the devil will certainly be in the details when it comes to this deal that was done between the Liberals and Nationals to get this agreement. Do you think, you say that the Nationals probably don't love the idea of net zero emissions. Do you think they believe in this policy, or have they just read the tea leaves here and realised that, you got to get on board this because that's what the electorate by and large wants?
I think there's no doubt that some people within the Nationals are not behind it and will never be behind it. Those people are Matt Canavan, George Christensen, and they will continue to probably make trouble or certainly make known their opposition to this in the Parliament. There is some concern about how far they might continue to go and whether they will pare back some of the behaviour we've seen over the past week. But, certainly some of them will never be behind it. But they've realised, as you said, that they have to read the tea leaves and that the majority of people are moving towards this. So if they can get some things out of it on the way through, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
And then let's talk about your exclusive on the front page of The West today around children on social media. Can you tell us what that's about?
Yeah, so the government today has put out an exposure draft legislation to basically put some more safeguards and strengthen the Privacy Act. Now, I have long followed this issue of younger people on social media and the dangers that they get into when they're on social media. They can be vulnerable to predators online. So the government is basically going to put some more safeguards in place for social media companies to ensure that if a young person is on a social media site under the age of 16, they've got the consent of their parents. And if they don't if the social media companies don't have processes to actually ensure that people are the age that they say they are online, then they could face fines of up to $10 million. So it's a real step in the right direction. There are some other privacy safeguards around the sharing of people's information and targeting in relation to marketing online that are also in, that's also in this exposure draft. But I think for many parents and many, you know, grandparents, many of our listeners, this idea that the online sphere and social media could be a safer place for kids, I think, is a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've got the West Australian's federal politics editor, Lani Scar, on the case, keeping us up to date on all of these things in Canberra. Thanks, Lani, for joining us on the West Live. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks so much.